So we are, we're talking today, we're going back to something which is important, which comes up in Parshas Pinchas, in this week's Parsha, and relates to the Karban Musafs, but in particular, one element of the Karban Musafs. We know that there are unique and special days on the Jewish calendar, and on those days, we offer a Karban Musaf, we offer extra Karbanos. We saw 2 days ago that Shabbos offers just two extra Karbanos, as opposed to every day where we offer two kvasim. Here on Shabbos, we offer two more. They're only carbon olas. But if you look through in Bamidbar, in Perek Chav Ches and Perek Chav Tes, there in Parshas Pinchas, it becomes clear that on Rosh Chodesh, aside from the carbon olas, and on the regalim as well, similarly on Yom Kippur, the seir that doesn't go, La'azazel, but comes in. So we seem to have these like chatuses that emerge or that come up on Rosh Chodesh, the Shalosh Regalim, and a bit in Yom Kippur. Those are called what the Mishnah in Zvachim refers to as Chataos Hatzibor. That typically what we've been speaking about are the carbon chatuses that an individual brings. So if I mess up and I happen to violate Shabbos by mistake or I eat chalev by mistake, so I, as an individual, am chayav to bring a carbon chatas. Yet, interestingly, well, you also have something called a chataos hatzibor, and that there are certain cases in which the tzibor as a whole, Klal Yisrael, is commanded to bring a carbon, to bring a carbon chatas. That carbon chatas, we should point out, has a status of kachay kachim. That's that Mishnah in Meseches Vachim in Ezu Mekoman. The Mishnah tells us that Chatos Hatzibor v'Hayachid, in the same status, that Elohim Chatos Hatzibor, Si'irei Rosh Chadashim, Shal Moado, Shchitasan B'Tzafon, Kibol Damim B'Chisaris B'Tzafon, it has the same kind of a status with the Zrikas, four Zrikas, like a Chatas, you have a day and a night to eat it, all the Halachas that we saw, that is what comes up with this Chatos Hatzibor. We are going to focus primarily on the chatas that gets offered on Rosh Chodesh. The chatas that gets offered on Rosh Chodesh, many of us are probably familiar with this, even from the davening of Musaf on Rosh Chodesh. It's Zman Kapara L'chol Todosam, Yosef Makrivim, that we offer Seirim, that part of it's called the Zman of Kapara. The dominant question we have to figure out is, why am I offering a chatas on Rosh Chodesh? Now, the real place where this discussion comes up is in the first parak, in the way beginning of Maseches Shavuos, and then the Gemara is there on Daf Tes. The Gemara Shavuos, the third parak and on, speaks a lot about Shavuos, oaths or vows, depending on the, I guess, precise definition of it. But the first two prakim deal a lot with Karbanos and Taros and different sugyas that happen to come up. And there's some debate there, why exactly we are offering a carbon chatas on Rosh Chodesh, on the Regalim, on Yom Kippur. Do they all serve similar purposes? Are they accomplishing different goals? There are a couple of different machloksim. Rashi, in his Perush Al HaTorah, quotes the two main explanations for why we are bringing a chatas every single Rosh Chodesh. Why is it that Klal Yisrael needs to bring it? So Rashi says, the first thing he points out is, and this is the sugya in the way beginning, the first Mishnah even, in Maseches Shavuos, because of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadsha. If you remember, we learned this halacha before, comes up in Parshas Vayikra, that there are people that enter the Beis HaMikdash while they are Tameh. They may do so by mistake. There are people that eat Kachim while they're Tameh. They do that by mistake. Tumas Mikdash V'Kachav. And the first thing that Rashi tells us is the reason why you bring this carbon on Rosh Chodesh is in order to get kapara for that sin. The Mishnah has a machlokas whether all these different chatases for Rosh Chodesh, for Shalosh Regalim, for Yom Kippur, are they all brought for the same general idea called Tumas Mikdash V'Kachav. You enter the Mikdash by mistake, you enter the Mikdash and you are, while you were Tameh, or they all brought for like slightly different versions of Tumas Mikdash V'Kachav. One of them is brought if you originally knew that you were Tameh and you forgot and you went in. One of them is brought if you didn't even know you were Tameh and you only found out afterwards. One of them is brought for a person that didn't know him in advance, didn't know afterwards, and we just happened to bring this karban, you know, on his behalf. But the first general reason why we bring this chatas is for Tumas Mikdash V'Kachav. It's in order to get you a degree of atonement for it. Now, why is it being brought by the tzibor? So part of it may have to do with the fact that you may not know that one of the, at least for some of the days, is you didn't necessarily know that you were Tameh. You may not have found out afterwards that you were Tameh. You violated it anyway. So this karban is able to afford you a degree of kapara. A degree of kapara. Tumas Mikdash V'Kachav. It's kapara for that. And that's what we offer on Rosh Chodesh, on the Shalosh Regalim, and the like. Because again, if you look through those psukim in Bamidbar, Chavches, and Chavtes, it's pretty clear that there is a chatas on Rosh Chodesh, a chatas on Sukkish and Shavuos and Pesach, chatas and other Yom Tovim as well. So that is the first reason why you are offering this karban. Clarity thus far? 1, 2, and... Okay. The second reason why you're offering the karban, Rashi quotes in his Perish HaTorah as a Medrash Agada. It's a Gemara in Shavuos and Daf Tes, and a bit of a longer Gemara, or there you really have a discussion about it, in Chulin and Daf Samech, and that's a very wild idea. That Gosh Baruch Hu says, Heviu Kapara, at least for some Girsas, Alai. Shemiyatati Esayareach. What happened? So many of us know Rashi quotes in Chumash, the Gemara in Chulin, that initially the Pesukim say in Sefer Bereishis that God created Shnei Me'oros Gedolim, two big Me'oros. Then it's clear the sun is Gadol and the Areach, the moon, is Katan. So what happens? The Gemara tells in Chulin that initially God created the sun and the moon being of equal size. The moon comes forward, so describes the Gemara in Meseches Chulin. The moon comes forward, and the moon says, well, you can't have two melachim, you can't have two kings, Shamshim, Bekeser Echad, all with one crown. You have to have one person in charge. The Baruch Shalom says to the moon, good taina, I'll make you smaller, I'll make the sun to be the one which is really in charge. Obviously, it's a Medrash Agada, Rashi points out. Wonders the, says the moon back to Hashem, well, why are you making me smaller? You know, like, what's going on? So that, the moon describes, the moon has a degree of frustration that this is what is going on. Says the simple pshat of the Gemara, the moon is a little bit frustrated. The moon's a little bit frustrated. So the moon says to Ribbono Sha'olam, whatever, the moon's upset. So Hashem says, you know why you offer a se'ir on Rosh Chodesh? It's a se'ir which is a chatas l'Hashem. It's a chatas for Hashem, meaning it's almost like Hashem needs some kapara for what he did to the moon by lowering by making the moon significantly smaller. Now, on the one hand, this is an agadic statement. Why are we elaborating on it? Well, it's quoted in Rashi and Chumash and the Gemara and Shavuos, and it's good to know. It happens to have implications in a couple of different areas. The primary question is not a complex question, which is, God does not need kapara. Kapara presumably means atonement or forgiveness. What the Ribbono Shel Olam did undoubtedly was correct, was accurate. God does not make mistakes. So why would God need a karban to be brought for kapara? What exactly is the, what does that even mean, that it's brought for kapara? So some Rishonim say to the Mesor Shashas, this is Sod Misodos HaKabbalah. There's Kabbalah going on here we can't understand. It's beyond us. Nevertheless, we will suggest, or we will note, three explanations for what this exactly means. The Tosfos Rush says, God did not really need kapara, but he was teaching us an important lesson, which is, sometimes you do something, a person's in a position of authority, and they make certain decisions, and it ends up causing someone to feel bad. It causes someone to be hurt, that even though you know you were right, you should still ask for kapara. You should still try to ask him for forgiveness, even if you were right. That we've quoted in the past is a comment of the Sfas Emes in Meseches Yuma,
that when the Gemara in Yuma says before Yom Kippur you should ask for mechila, says Fasemes, even if you know you were right, it's still appropriate to ask for mechila. It's more important for there to be shalom than for you to, you know, cling to your MS, at least in this context. That is the Tosfos Rush. Tosfos quotes a comment of the Aruch. And the Riff, I believe, explains like this also. And they suggest the following very intriguing Torah. They say like this. It happens to be that it's not really a kapara for Hashem. That makes no sense. What it means is that there is a Klal Yisrael needed Rosh Chodesh as a day of kapara. We bring a carbon for Tumas Mikdash V'Kachav. We need a degree of kapara. Hashem said, what day will I establish to be their day of kapara? I'll do it on Rosh Chodesh L'Fayis, to appease, to make the moon feel better. So it's not really like a forgiveness, it's more of an appeasement, where it's not that Hashem needs it, but there had to be kapara for us. But Hashem said, I'll do it on Rosh Chodesh, it'll make the moon feel a little bit better to know there's a chatas being offered on that day. The reason why this really matters a lot is for an issue that we have not spoken about, but is amazingly important. The Maharal relates to it based on comments of Rashi and the Radak. The Ritva here in Shavuos relates to it also, which is, what is the actual meaning of the term kapara, or the word kapara? It comes up all the time in Karbanos. Achatas is there, lichaper, ola, lichaper. There are other terms like ritzoi. What does kapara actually mean? So the Ritva says it may have multiple meanings, and to say that Hashem needs kapara does not mean atonement, like it's a way of getting out of a punishment, but it's more about appeasement, potentially, or fixing a certain kind of a relationship. Maharal, based on his chiddush of the meaning of kapara, explains this Gemara also. So the Gemara, even if it's a Haggadic Gemara, the Tosfos, or a Kabbalistic Gemara, Tosfos Rav says it's just a lesson about when you ask for forgiveness, and we know the Sfas Emes and Yuma. According to the Aruch, it's not about forgiveness always. We need a forgiveness anyway on Rosh Chodesh. It was a way of appeasing. It was a way of appeasing the moon. Lahafis daita, to make it feel better. There is a third pshat, which even has a halacha lemaisa connection, and it's an intriguing idea to be familiar with. There's a sefer called Lev Aryeh on Maseches Chulin. It's a very, very important and classic sefer on Maseches Chulin. The Lev Aryeh has the following pshat. Says, you know, what was the moon asking when the moon said, why did you make me smaller? Like, what's driving that question? Says the Lev Aryeh, the question was, it's like the classic, like, why does one have to be smaller? Even if one of us has to change, why not make the sun bigger? Why are you making me smaller? So that, the response is a Gemara and Chagiga. The Gemara and Chagiga in Daf Yud Beis tells us that really initially the sun was more powerful. But we were not on a madrega that we could contain or handle the sun's light. So that or was nignas la'asid lavo for tzadikim. It was nignas, it was hidden la'asid lavo. But we are not on a madrega worthy of the sun really being at a bigger light. That's why we had to make the moon smaller instead of just making the sun bigger. Says the Lev Aryeh, the kapara we're getting on Rosh Chodesh is not Hashem's kapara. We need kapara because it's our fault that this moon couldn't stay the same size and the sun get bigger. If we were really tzaddikim, they wouldn't have had to do that. And the reason why the sun was made smaller was because even though it was made smaller before we sinned, Hashem looked into the future, saw that mankind was going to sin, wouldn't be able to handle the sun, so he predated it a bit. So suggests the Lev Aryeh. It's a little bit of like a cheshbani, you know, in the world of Agadata. That's his suggestion. Okay. How does this come up halacha lemaisa at all? Why would this be a halacha lemaisa relevant comment of the Lev Aryeh? So the Mishnah Berurah says something fascinating. Mishnah Berurah says, he's talking about Kiddush Achodesh, Kiddush Levana, sorry, Kiddush Levana. And the Mishnah Brura says, V'nashim p'turos b'kaddish ha-levana, the heavy mitzvahs asei shazman grama. Kiddush Levana is a time-bound mitzvah. Discussion if everyone agrees to that. Mishnah Brura says, could you do it only certain times during the month when the moon is, it's a new moon? So we go out and we say, Moti Shabbos, Kiddush Levana, women are p'turos. Says the Mishnah Brura, but even though women are p'turos, women are often allowed to, or they can always fulfill if they want, mitzvah asei shazman grama, umivarchos alei, and we're Ashkenazim, we paskin like Rabbeinu Tam and Tosfos, I believe, that women can make brachas on mitzvah asei shazman grama. Okay. But still, says Mishnah Brura, women should not say a bracha on, should not say Kiddush Levana. Why? At least they don't need to. Mikomako mitzvah zo in srichin lekaima. Mishum dehem garmu pigam halavana. It's women's fault that the levana got smaller. What does that mean? What does that mean? So if you look in the Shla Kadosh, the Shla says, again, stay with me. I know it's atypical what we're doing right now, but it's like intriguing Torah, and we're looking for Lech Lemaisa once in a while if we find it. Says the Shla, women caused the problem, i.e. Chava. Chava caused the problem. What does that mean? So the Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss, the Minchas Yitzchak, who was the originally, I believe, in England, then he came over into Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim. The Minchas Yitzchak writes in Shuvah, I'll tell you what Pshat is, the Lev Aryeh. The reason why the moon had to be made smaller, we couldn't just make the sun bigger, but the moon was made smaller, was because we weren't worthy, we were going to sin. Who is ultimately responsible for the bringing down of mankind through sin? Chava. Because Chava sinned in Parshas Bereishis, she then convinced Adam to sin. It's essentially all on her, because it is all on her. That is why the moon had to be made smaller. It's our kapara that we need. That's why women don't say Kiddush Levana. So suggests the Minchas Yitzchak. You stay with me on that, great. If not, I don't know if you'll have too many opportunities to say that all over, but you never know. You never know. The Wilna Shabbos table is one such place, I would imagine. Although, you know, yeah. The blaming of women for all of the sin that's going to follow is maybe not where you want to go to all Shabbos tables. You know, that may even be including mine. There is, let's just chaz what we saw thus far. There's a chatas that you offer with the olas, as part of the musafs, that you offer. It's a chatas at Sibor. You offer in Rosh Chodesh, you offer in Regalim. Why are you offering it? Two main mahalchim that we saw thus far. One is Tumas Mikdash V'Kachav. Someone went into the Mikdash by mistake. They were Tame, they didn't realize. It gives them Kapara. Alternatively, a Medrash Agada, which Maharal emphasizes, is in addition to the halachic explanation, and that is that you offer it as a means of, as a way of attaining a degree of kapara for the moon being smaller. Either it's Hashem's kapara, it's a sod mizodos hakabbalah, or he's just being nice, or it's that we need kapara, maybe we even partially cause the moon to be somewhat smaller. General clarity thus far, 1, 2, and 3. Okay, questions, comments, or thoughts? Yeah, Ari.
So how does the, it being more installed, like, them not being able to do, Kiddush Levana?
I don't really know. I think the assumption is that... Give me 1 second. The Mechilta itself does not really explain. I'm guessing what you would say is that because they're more responsible for the Levana, there's always like two ways of going. One is like, so you go fix it, you know, be associated with it, and be Mekayim mitzvahs with it. The other is like, this is not a mitzvah, but which you want to be associated with because it conjures up, you know, bad things when you're associated with it. Like the tension between when we say in the Gemara, something like, in Kategor Nasa Sanigor, like, don't using associate with the Egel, you know, because it's bad, or no, Dafka, elevate those things and get some kapara. I don't know. Okay, there is an additional mahalach here, which thus far we've been assuming the chatas is brought primarily for kapara. Its date happens to be on Rosh Chodesh. It's either for Tumas Mikdash V'Kachav or it is for the miyad of the moon. There is a third mahalach, which is an amazingly intriguing mahalach. It's one that you have in a bunch of places. You have it everywhere from the Stipler in Shavuos, Reb Chaim in Krisus, the Birkas Avram in Shavuos, Reb Lichtenstein in Zvachim. It's a mahalach which is out there in a lot of places. We'll be machtimet with the following assumption that Achronim make. The following assumption Achronim make, you can, if we had more time, we would speak about it as a Keren Ora and a Rashi and believe, but the assumption follows. Let's say you knew there was a month when no one entered into the Mikdash, Tameh. There was no Tumas Mikdash V'Kachav of that month. Would anyone think that you would not offer the Chatas on Rosh Chodesh? Would anyone think you would then have less carbon musafs if you knew that no one violated that Avera? Is there ever such a possibility? The Achronim assume as a Dover Pasha can't be. Can't be. They all assume the following, and here's where it gets tricky. The musaf you bring on the Regalim and the musaf you bring on Rosh Chodesh is brought not only for Kapara, but it's also brought, like the rest of the carbon musafs, it's also brought as a chovas hayom. These days demand extra karbanos. These days demand extra karbanos. And one of the extra karbanos, because it's a special day, is this chatas. Is this chatas. In that sense, what you have to figure out a little bit is, well, we have a chatas brought both for chovas hayom and brought for kapara. So what's the relationship between them? You're bringing it for two reasons. One is to make it because it's a unique and special day, extra karbanos. The other is for kapara. So what does this idea all mean? So we're skipping a lot. It's a very important thing. Yeshua and Brachos and Naflamed, which is not for now. But the Reb Chaim, if the Gracha al-Shas increases Chav Zayin and Beis, Chaim says as follows. There is a difference between a Chatas Hayachid and a Chatas HaTzibor. A Chatas Hayachid, when an individual brings a Chatas, says Reb Chaim, that Chatas that you are bringing is entirely brought because of a sin. It is focused entirely on Kapara. A carbon tzibor, the chatas hatzibor, says Reb Chaim, it is actually primarily brought because it's a musaf, a chovas hayom. These days are extra days. They demand extra karbanos. Because they demand extra karbanos, that's why I'm offering it. That is why you would offer it even if there is no kapara. The whole idea of kapara is just once I'm offering it as a chovas hayom, and it happens to be a chatas, so memela, it'll also give you some kapara for those that happen to have entered the mikdash while they were tameh by mistake. But it's not primarily about kapara, meaning there's a bit of a shift for the world of Reb Chaim. Up until this point in the shir, we had assumed that the entire idea of this chatas is a kapara-focused chatas. Then Yeshua and Brachos and Naflam and Mesum like that also. Reb Chaim says, no. All the kapara taking place right now is a, again, it's found, we would say, in Parshas Pinchas, not in Vayikra. All the kapara being found is secondary. It's all incidental or extra. The main reason why you bring this chatas is because Chovas Hayom. It's a special day. Special days have extra karbanos. Clarity thus far, 1, 2, and 3. We'll go a little bit further. It's a bit of a different mahalach, but a very similar idea. The Birkas Avram buys this also. The Birkas Avram says, it's pashut in my mind. You would be offering a carbon chatas. You'd be offering a carbon chatas, I got it. You'd be offering a carbon chatas, even if you are positive, no one went into the mikdash betumah by mistake. There's no way you are still going to offer. Of course, you're going to offer the karba. Says the Birkas Avram, why a chatas?
Aren't chatzis for sins? Aren't chatzis is for sins? So Reb Chaim sounds like, no, a chatzis of a tzibor really isn't so sin-focused. But it's called a chatzis. Isn't a chatzis really only for sins? So we would say, well, not so fast. There are chatzis that are offered not for sins, such as, potentially, the chatzis of a nazir. Maybe it's not offered for a sin. Says the Birkas Avram, an amazingly interesting idea. There are karbanos that are offered only because of sins, but not a karban chatas. Karban chatas is a very powerful karban, and it is so powerful, it can even give you kapara for sins. It can even give you kapara for sins. It's a very powerful karban. It does a whole lot of things. And one of the things it does is it can give you kapara also. The way we would say it, it purifies you and it elevates you. Just if you happen to have sins, it can even wipe away the sins to help purify you and elevate you. Says the Birkas Avram, I'll give you a raya to this idea, a Gemara in Nidarim. The Gemara in Nidarim says that there were chassidim, they're very pious and righteous people that were trying to find a way to bring a karban chatas. They didn't sin, but they were searching for a way to bring a karban chatas. You can't voluntarily offer it. Chulin mem aleph. You can't voluntarily offer a chatas. But they really wanted to very, very badly. So they didn't know what to do. They were searching for a way to bring it. Asks the Birkas Avram, why would anyone be searching for a way to bring a chatas? If you didn't sin, then you don't need to bring a chatas. Why are they searching for ways to bring a chatas? Says the Birkas Avram, because they understood a chatas is really an amazingly powerful karban. The way we would say, it purifies you, it elevates you. Remember, chatas milashon chitoy, to sanitize, to make pure. They wanted to bring a chatas because even though they didn't sin, they wanted that power of the chatas. Says the Birkas Avram, that's what's going on here on Rosh Chodesh also. The chatas of Rosh Chodesh is an immensely powerful karban. It helps elevate the tzibor. I think it's Daf Yud, David. I think Daf Yud. It helps elevate the tzibor. It raises us up. But, it also happens to wipe out a particular sin. But what's amazing is the following. Just to get the contrast, I don't know what time it is, and I'm probably going, okay. What's amazing is the contrast. On the one hand, you can look at the chatas of Rosh Chodesh and say the chatas of Rosh Chodesh is all kapara based. It's called the chatas atzibor. It's a kapara focused karban. You have to figure out kapara for what? Tomas mikdash v'kachav. Kapara for miyur hayareach. All those things. On the other hand, Reb Chaim, the Birkas Avram, and others say no. It's actually not that kapara focused of a karban. The kapara is secondary. What's interesting, though, is that Reb Chaim and the Birkas Avram each give us a yesod in doing so. Reb Chaim's yesod is that chatas hatzibors are different. They are not as focused on sins. They're more about a chovas hayom that incidentally give kapara. For the Birkas Avram, this idea that it's more about a chovas hayom and everything else is secondary, is actually more of a yesod which reflects upon chatas in general. And if you're talking about chatases that don't really cause that much kapara, so this is the chatas, which is not, chatas is not at its core a mechaper. Chatas at its core is an amazingly powerful karban that does a whole lot. And it's so powerful, it can even wipe out sins. Can even wipe out sins. You're bringing it. It's a very powerful thing, but it can even wipe out certain sins. Okay. There are three ways to go right now in the last time that we have. I'm not sure what to do. One is a really interesting, it's interesting to Yoshua, which is sort of about Musaf in general. Tfilas Musaf, option one. Option two is a wild idea that I saw in quoting Reb Chaim Berlin, that it's Sif's son, Nispas Chaim. The third idea, we saw the Sefer Chavetz El Sharon. We'll say Rav Chaim tells Sharon. I don't know if we have Shir tomorrow, but if we have time for like a Parsha Machshava, well, Rav Chaim Berlintar is fascinating. It's fascinating. But I'll share with you a ha'ara of the Chavetz Hasharon, which is actually really interesting. And it goes back to the Musaf idea that we spoke about. We spoke last time about Musaf, how the carbon Musaf is not just an idea of extra carbonos, but carbon Musaf is a way of highlighting the unique sort of avoda of each Shabbos, of each Pesach and Shavuos. If you want to understand things, understand it through the prism of its carbon musaf. There is a ha'ara of the Mefarshim. When we speak about the musaf of Shabbos, we say Uvi Yom HaShabbos, on Shabbos day. When we speak about the musaf of Rosh Chodesh, we say Uvi Roshei Chodeshechem. Rosh Chodesh in particular is mentioned in plural. Shabbos is mentioned in the singular, Uvi Yom HaShabbos. Rosh Chodesh is mentioned in the plural of Roshei Chodeshechem. Suggests, I believe, I get to look at it again today, but the Chavetz Chaim Berlintar in an amazingly interesting Torah. He says like this: every single Shabbos offers the exact same carbon musaf. The musaf we offered last Shabbos, the musaf we offer next Shabbos, is the same musaf. Shabbos, you know, one way of saying it is like Kviyah V'Kayamah, a certain stability in Shabbos. It's set in the style. It's the same Shabbos no matter what. Uvaroshei Chodeshechem comes to hint at the fact, if we have more time, we develop this idea based on a Tovah's Rosh Hashanah about Rosh Hashanah. But every Rosh Hashanah, every Rosh Chodesh, even though it's technically the same carbon, it has a bit of its own style and flavor. Every Shabbos is the same Shabbos, but these are the carbonos you offer, Uvaroshei Chodeshechem, each and every of the Rosh Chodeshes. Because each and every Rosh Chodesh, one second, Sam, has its own kind of a status, its own kind of a status. In a certain sense, what that highlights, and if you had to say for Yetzirah, B'nai Yisachar, you would develop this, you know, for a greater length, which is what Sam was going to point out, which is, it's a great way of highlighting, and there are like rayas and lumdas, but to point out the unique avoda of each month. Tammuz and Av are different than Nisan and Kislev, and in that sense, because each month is different, meaning we know already in Chumash, the first mitzvah of a Chodesh Zelachem, each Rosh Chodesh, there's a Chodesh Arishon, Chodesh Sheni, Chodesh Shlishi, the months are play an important role, and each month has a distinct role, And in that sense, a unique carbon of for each and every Rosh Chodesh, even though technically it looks like it's the same carbon, but a unique one for each and every Rosh Chodesh. So that's something which is a little bit intriguing as to whether each Rosh Chodesh would really have its own kind of a carbon. A final ha'ara, totally random, but I'll mention it now because we've referenced it ideally in the past, which is the Tur Yevin has an amazing chiddush. There is a minhag quoted in the Tur and others that there was a minhag that women, or maybe even all people, didn't do malach on Rosh Chodesh. But the halacha quoted already in Shulchan Aruch that some women have the minhag of not doing malach on Rosh Chodesh. Tur Yevin happens to point out in Megillah that it could be at least bizman based on Mikdash, that during the Mikdash, Rosh Chodesh had an Isser Malacha for everyone. Why would Rosh Chodesh have an Isser Malacha for everyone? Because of a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi we quoted from Tovus and Pesachim, that whenever Klal Yisrael offers a carbon, there really should be an Isser Malacha on that day. What about the carbon Tamid? Every day we offer a carbon Tamid, shouldn't there always be an Isser Malacha? The Yerushalmi says, V'yasafta diganecha. We couldn't give an Isser Malacha for every day because otherwise we couldn't work. And it's important that we be able to work. Says the Tur Yevin, that's true for every day. But on Rosh Chodesh, maybe there really should have been, Bizman Bizan Mikdash, a real Isser Malacha even on Rosh Chodesh. Akan, that, there's a whole lot we could say about the Mutzaf of Rosh Chodesh, but we will leave things more or less at where they are right now. We saw on Rosh Chodesh, aside from the regular extra olas, you bring a musaf. Why do you offer it? Kapara for mitzvah mitzvah kachav. Kapara for the miad of the moon. What that tells us about kapara. Third, it's not really about kapara. That's incidental. It's really about it's chovas hayom. You have to bring extra karbanos on special days. And then mitzvah saying mechatzat tibor or chatas in general. And maybe even each Rosh Chodesh on some level has its own kind of a
its own kind of a carbon.